Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Himalaya.
Hey, Justin, are you ready to get back in the classroom?
You bet. I mean, I'm teaching virtually, but I'm excited to be trying out a lot of new technologies to shake up my teaching and to make sure my students learn a lot of economics.
Me too. I mean, there's definitely a lot to talk about right now. There's demand and supply for personal protective equipment and why that market feels like it just isn't working. And why economists know that too few people are wearing masks. And of course, there's jobs, jobs, jobs. The labor market's the wackiest I've ever seen. It's making the 2008 recession look downright ordinary. I'm Betsy Stevenson.
And I'm Justin Wolfers. And this is a Think Like an Economist mini-episode. Betsy and I are busy finalizing a bunch of exciting new episodes. The next one's going to be on demand, then we'll have an episode on supply, and I bet you can guess that the episode after that's going to focus on equilibrium.
For today, though, we want you to keep thinking like an economist. We're going to use the lessons from the first four episodes to think through whether now is a good time to be investing in new skills, like enrolling in formal education or getting more training.
Or listening to this podcast.
We know that the educational landscape has changed, and that's made it hard for people to figure out whether they should be in school. The same lessons apply to thinking about learning any new skill.
The first step, well, it's to apply the marginal principle. Let's do it for the question of whether to enroll in college this fall. Should you do one more semester of school?
And then you need to apply the cost-benefit principle and tally up the costs and benefits. Let's start with the opportunity cost principle and ask the or what question. What else would you do this year if you weren't getting education or training? Or what?
Sadly, the opportunity cost of college has fallen. You can't backpack around Europe on a gap year. You might not even be able to get a job. You could think about working, doing childcare for a family that's desperate for help. But, you know, I'm not quite sure how much you're going to get paid there either.
To know what you're giving up, you have to think about what else you would do. But you also need to apply the interdependence principle. If you don't go to school this semester, will you want to go back in a year or 2 years? If so, what will you be giving up then to go to school? The bottom line is that your opportunity cost of education may never be as low as it is this semester.
And ultimately, will you want that degree? How's it going to shape your career if you don't get it?
It's clear that the marginal benefits of going to school have fallen. I mean, my colleagues and I are working really hard to make sure you get as much out of it educationally. But there's definitely experiences you're going to miss. I mean, the good experiences, like hanging out with friends and learning from each other and building personal and professional skills from all the activities you do outside of class. I guess you probably won't miss the fact that you won't get a chance to take an overly long handwritten timed exam that makes your hand cramp up.
The really big deal here is that even though the fun you might have on campus next year has fallen, so is the fun that you might have in just about every other alternative use of your time. College got worse, but so did everything else. Don't let the fact that a lot of teaching will be remote deter you. Your alternative activities got worse too. Truth is, the best case for going to college or for getting further education is that everything else got even worse. The advice I'm giving students who ask me is that further study may be your least bad option during a pandemic.
Which is a time of pretty bad options. Look, all this is linked to the labor market, which we're going to talk about more in a future episode. But for now, I just want to remind our listeners that recessions usually have a smaller negative impact on folks who have more education. You can think about an education and skills as a recession shock absorber.
Betsy and I can't tell you what to do. You're going to have to tally up the costs and benefits for yourself and assess how the pandemic has affected the opportunities in your part of the world. But remember that while some of the benefits of education have fallen, so has the opportunity cost.
Hopefully at this point, you're learning that if you can think like an economist, you can make better decisions, such as whether and when to invest in more education. And as the pandemic has turned the economy upside down, the stakes around these decisions have never been higher.
That's why I'm so excited, not just to get back to teaching in the classroom, but to continue this podcast and continue this journey. So to our listeners, all the best making these important decisions for your life over the next weeks and months. And if you're learning something along the way,
then make sure to subscribe, listen, and tell your friends to think like an economist.
I'm Justin Wolfers.
And I'm Betsy Stevenson. We'll be back on September 8th to talk to you about demand. Until then, keep practicing thinking like an economist so you can make better decisions in everything you do in life. To get the most out of this show, check out our bonus episodes and supplemental materials, available only on the Himalaya Learning platform.
Himalaya Learning provides bite-sized courses from world-class thinkers and industry experts such as Arianna Huffington, Malcolm Gladwell, Tim Ferriss, and more for you to enjoy in the app on the go.
To get the most out of this podcast and others like it, go to Himalaya.com/econ and enter promo code ECON, E-C-O-N, at checkout for your first 14 days free.
It's time to think like an economist.